Hey, I'm Scott Hansman. I'm here at the South by Southwest Microsoft Studio at 323 Congress. I'm talking with Chris Bergman.
Yep.
Chore Monster.
Yes.
See, this is exciting to me.
Yeah.
Chore Monster, I've got little kids.
Perfect.
And you're going to get them to do their chores.
Absolutely. I will get them to beg to do chores.
Don't believe it. Tell me.
So Chore Monster's web and mobile app that allows parents and kids to actually enjoy doing chores. So kids gain points, turn them in for real-life rewards like an hour of Xbox, television show, canoe trip, sharp knives, whatever you as a parent want to give your child. And then kids also get to collect monsters. So there's about 200 different interactive monsters that kids can collect for completing chores.
Ah, it's the Pokemonization of chores.
A little bit, yeah.
So this is a whole ecosystem, and do they these monsters do anything?
Yeah. So I mean, they're interactive. They have all their own different personalities and quirks and hobbies, and you know.
That is true, though.
Things,
kids love to collect stuff.
My
son started trying to teach him geography.
Mm-hmm.
Not interested, but if you give him a state. He will collect all the states and learn everything about
them. That's awesome.
That's fantastic.
Great. Okay. I might steal that. That's good.
Yeah. It's a true story, man. It's a true story. He's 6 years old. He'll tell you all about the states.
Right on.
But he won't do his chores.
Okay.
Won't make his bed. Now, do I have to give him an iPad, or is there a community? Any computer will do?
Yeah. So, I mean, it's on the web, so choremonster.com. So that works just as well.
Uh-huh.
It's also on iOS and Microsoft, of course.
Yep. Just downloaded it on Windows 8.
Yeah. It's actually... The Surface version's amazing, actually. It's, you know, when we released in December of last year, and it's by far, I think, it's sort of our best in class at this point.
It's very colorful and very
interactive. Absolutely. So the way it works is it's actually two applications in one. So one for the parent, one for the child.
Mm.
So parent logs in, creates a list of chores, creates a list of rewards, and then kids get to log in separately and pick and choose which chore they want to complete based on, you know, when it's due, how many points it's worth, that type of thing.
Mm-hmm. And then do I get a report about these things?
Absolutely.
How do I give them the reward, the points?
Yeah, so every time a child completes a chore, you as a parent are notified, and you can approve or deny that chore, whether they actually did it or didn't do
it,
right?
Nice.
And if you approve it, they get the points and collect the points, and then they'll notify you when they want a reward, right? So, you know, for example, if they want a new Xbox game, they'll ping it and they'll ping you on your Surface or you know, email and say, hey, I want this particular reward, and then it's you
really?
As a parent get to send it.
So they can say, like for example, my kids are trying to get some Lego Movie stuff.
Sure.
They can actually put that on. That's like a goal that they can
Absolutely.
Set. Focus on it.
Yep.
And
yep.
Am I making my own economy, right?
Correct. Yeah.
And do I decide how many points something is worth?
Absolutely. So what we wanted to do is make sure that parents are able to parent how they parent. Right? So every parent's
nice.
Different. Every home is different, and they use it for different things. So our goal is to create a tool that really makes parents superheroes, right? So, you know, make sure that they can manage their home however they choose.
Mm-hmm. Now, I've got a kitchen PC, we call it.
Right on.
Basically, it's like an all-in-one, and it sits there. It's a Windows 8 PC, and it's all touchscreen, and
sure.
the kids use it to do the geography. I can put Chore Monster on my kitchen PC.
Absolutely.
And that's where the kids can go
yep.
and log in.
And they can check in, you know, every day and just kind of say, yeah, I did this, didn't do this, that mm-hmm. type of thing.
And how's the response been on Windows?
It's actually been really good, man. We've seen some of our highest engaged users through Windows. So I mean, you know, we typically get emails from parents saying, oh my gosh, I can't believe this actually works, because nobody believes us, of course, because it's a big ass.
Even though I'm smiling and I'm pretending to believe you, there's no way
you think
work.
I'm a liar.
You haven't met my children. This is never going to work for you.
But yeah, I mean, our tagline is kids will beg to do chores, and that's not a marketing tagline that we came up with. That was something that our users kept telling us, is that kids get really excited about being empowered to pick and choose which chores to complete, and also just giving them their own UI and their own opportunity to manage that by themselves is really what makes them excited about doing chores.
I see. So initially I'm thinking to myself, this is just straight bribery.
Yeah.
But you just said giving kids the ability to choose what chores
Correct.
They want to do, and then I can gamify that by weighting things a
Absolutely.
Certain way.
Absolutely.
Very cool. I'm looking forward to going into the garage and clicking reject and making them do it again.
Yep, exactly.
Very cool. We're talking with Chris from Chore Monster here at South by Southwest. Thanks, everybody.